Radio Prague News. The head of the Energy Regulatory Office, Alena Vitásková, has been sentenced to 8.5 years for fraud. The Interior Minister says the police did not err in its handling of the recent anti-migrant street protests. And Menetekel, a week-long festival focused on the totalitarian regimes of the past, gets underway in Prague. The regional court in Brno has found the head of the Energy Regulatory Office, Alena Vitásková, guilty of assisting in the fraudulent issuing of licenses to solar power plants, handing her an 8.5-year prison sentence. 8 of the 9 other people charged with her also heard guilty verdicts. The group were found guilty of issuing fraudulent licenses to 2 solar power plants in Bohemia before they were operational, thus enabling them to meet a deadline for substantially higher subsidy payments. Vitásková allegedly stopped an investigation into the matter and prevented the licenses being taken away. She has appealed the verdict. She claims she is innocent of any wrongdoing and says she will not resign until such a verdict is legally binding. Interior Minister Milan Chovanec has defended the work of the police force during the anti-migrant protests in Prague at the beginning of February. Minister Chovanec said the outcome of an internal investigation into the handling of the street violence showed that the police had not erred in fulfilling their duties and, given the size of the demonstration, had managed to get the situation under control as fast as could be expected. The minister pointed out that there were 10,000 protesters in the streets and 1,000 officers, making it the biggest street protest in 20 years. The police was criticised for allegedly turning a blind eye to far-right extremists and reportedly doing nothing to protect a Czech radio van which came under attack as well. The Czech Republic supports Georgia's ambitions to join NATO and will continue to assist the country in the process of modernizing its army. Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka said following talks with his Georgian counterpart Georgi Kvirikashvili in Prague on Monday. The Czech Prime Minister welcomed the democratization process in Georgia, the above-standard relations between Prague and Tbilisi, and expressed appreciation of Georgia's active approach to the Eastern Partnership Program. Unions at the Buzkov mine, which has been slated for closure before the end of the year, are preparing to go on a strike alert over the lack of a social program to help laid-off miners. Buzkov belongs to the OKD mining company, which is in severe financial difficulties and has announced the planned closure of 3 mines. Buzkov has 1,700 workers. Unions say that a social program must be on the table by April and should include requalification courses for miners ahead of dismissal, the possibility of some of them being transferred to other mines, and severance pay depending on the number of years in service. Menetekel, a week-long festival focused on the totalitarian regimes of the past, gets underway in Prague on Monday. The festival, now in its 10th year, will focus on meetings with those whose lives were blighted by Nazism or communism and experts on those regimes, as well as including exhibitions, film screenings and other events. Prominent Czech actress Iva Janžurová is reported to have undergone heart surgery at the Nahomolce Hospital in Prague. The operation took place on February 18th and the actress is recovering in intensive care, according to a spokesperson from Prague's National Theatre. The actress is home stage. The National Theatre has announced it will be revising the programme of the Estates Theatre due to the actress's absence. Czech scientists from Brno's Masaryk University, who are just back from James Ross Island, say they have evidence of record high temperatures in the Antarctic, confirmation of the process of global warming. The record high of 17.8 degrees Celsius was registered by one of the monitoring stations they set up in the area. This one on the top of Davies Dome iceberg, 500 metres above sea level, in March of last year. The Czech team also found a new type of bacteria living in the ground, which has repeatedly appeared in samples collected since 2007. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. Tuesday should be overcast with scattered showers and day temperatures between 6 and 10 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.